Russia's 58K retail crypto cap is per broker, not a yearly ceiling. Russia's proposed cap on retail crypto holdings applies per broker rather than as a single annual ceiling, according to an August 13, 2026 policy note published by CryptoSlate. The distinction is small on paper and large in practice. A limit of roughly $58,000 at each licensed venue is a very different constraint than $58,000 across a person's entire crypto position. The number itself, about 5 million rubles or $58,000, has circulated as if it were a hard wall on how much crypto an ordinary Russian can own. It is not. Spread across multiple brokers, the effective ceiling scales with the number of venues a trader signs up to. The per-broker design changes the math. A blanket annual cap would work like a national quota. Once a resident bought $58,000 of crypto anywhere, further purchases would be blocked regardless of platform. A per-broker cap works differently. Each licensed broker enforces the limit against its own books and has no view into what a customer holds elsewhere. Open accounts at three brokers, and the practical limit is three times the headline figure. That structure tells you what the rule is actually for. It is a per-venue risk control, the kind of position limit a regulator imposes so that no single platform carries too much concentrated retail exposure. It is not a tool for measuring or capping a person's total crypto wealth. Anyone determined to hold more simply distributes across venues. The design also leans on licensing. The cap only binds inside the regulated perimeter. So it applies to trading through sanctioned brokers rather than to self-custodied holdings a person moves off-platform. A resident who buys through a licensed venue and then withdraws to a private wallet sits outside the counting entirely. A qualified investor tier sits above the cap. The retail limit is paired with an exemption. Russia's framework carves out qualified investors who face no equivalent ceiling, which places the $58,000 figure squarely as a retail guardrail rather than a universal rule. Wealthier or professionally classified traders operate under different terms. That two-tier split follows a familiar template. Securities regulators in many markets restrict complex or volatile products for ordinary retail buyers, while granting accredited or professional investors wider access. Applying the same logic to crypto signals that Moscow is treating digital assets as a regulated financial product with graduated access, not a banned category. The wider Russian pivot, the cap is one piece of a broader turn. The Bank of Russia recently proposed letting Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDT trade on regulated exchanges, a reversal for a regulator that spent years arguing retail crypto trading should be banned outright. A per-broker holding limit is the natural companion to that opening. Permit the asset class through licensed venues, then bolt on retail safeguards so the state keeps supervision over the flows. The demand for legal access is already visible in the hardware market. Cold wallet sales in Russia jumped 107% ahead of the country's crypto law, a sign that many Russian residents want to hold their own keys rather than leave balances on any regulated broker. That instinct is the quiet counterweight to a per-broker cap. A holding limit only touches assets sitting on a licensed venue. Move crypto into self-custody, and the limit no longer applies, though the reporting obligations attached to the original purchase may still follow the trade. Counterparty risk is the reason the choice matters. Balances on a custodial broker, regulated or not, can be frozen if the operator faces insolvency or a sanctions action. A regulated venue gives a resident a legal on-ramp to convert rubles into crypto. It does not remove the risk that the custodian holding those coins becomes the point of failure. Sanctions shadow the entire framework. Russia's crypto policy cannot be separated from its position outside much of the Western financial system. A regulated on-ramp with per-broker limits gives the state visibility into flows it could not otherwise see, while still letting residents access major tokens. The inclusion of dollar stablecoins in the broader trading proposal points to settlement and cross-border use, not just speculation. That international dimension is where a domestic framework runs into limits of its own. The U.S. Treasury has sanctioned crypto exchanges tied to sanctioned entities, and any Russian broker offering stablecoin trading will draw scrutiny over how it screens counterparties. A clean rulebook at home does nothing to lift the pressure that follows Russian crypto infrastructure abroad. The proposal remains a proposal. The details that will decide its real weight, such as how brokers report cross-venue holdings, whether an aggregate check gets layered on top, and how the qualified investor tier is defined, are not yet settled. As of August 13, 2026, the market is not reacting. Bitcoin trades near 63.5 on 17s, down 0.2% on the day, and Ethereum sits around 1,879 per coin market cap. The Fear and Greed Index reads 37 in fear territory. Regulatory moves from Moscow rarely move global prices, but they do reshape how a large sanctioned economy channels crypto through its licensed system.